USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sunday night, the White House confirmed President Biden has agreed in principle to hold a summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, provided Russia does not invade Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Vladimir Putin and Biden to attend a summit at de-escalating the Ukraine crisis. Details will be ironed out on Thursday. Ottawa police have cleared out the remaining Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Sunday, ending a 24-day occupation of the city's protest. A total of 191 protesters were arrested and 57 vehicles were towed since Friday. The protest lasted 24 days. Many have called Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's actions fascist. Every third Monday in February is designated as President's Day, a federal holiday originally established in 1885 and is generally seen as a day to celebrate all presidents. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has denied Florida residents assistance after tornadoes impacted the area. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis pushes back.
Stuff's a lot more expensive than it was just a year or two ago. So we understand the challenges that folks are facing. As soon as the tornadoes hit, Florida Department of Emergency Management had deployed disaster staff, recovery staff, into the impacted counties. They conducted a damage assessment with county officials, with FEMA, and with the U.S. Small Business Administration. I then declared a state of emergency, and the main reason for that was to be able to unlock our request to the Biden administration for individual assistance. And we requested all programs under individual assistance to provide relief for the impacted communities. Unfortunately, that request was denied.
84% of the impacted population receives Social Security income. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
I will not pretend this will be painless. There could be impact on our energy prices. So we are taking active steps to alleviate the pressure on our own energy markets and offset raising prices. We're coordinating with major energy consumers and producers. We're prepared to deploy all the tools and authority at our disposal to provide relief at the gas pump.
America is already suffering from record inflation under the Biden administration. And if Russia invades Ukraine, that could cause a big problem moving forward. So says Congressman Glenn Grotham, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
We already have a huge amount of inflation. I think President Biden is doing a horrible job in so many ways. I mean, look at the new border numbers, and you wonder whether he cares, you know, the degree to which he cares about the country at all. But you look right now at M2, the monetary supply, going up at rates more than twice of what we saw in the 70s. And, you know, regardless of what happens in the Ukraine, inflation is going to get worse. Then you put the pressure that's going to put on energy, and it's going to go up even more. No doubt about it. I think you look at some of his nominees for the Federal Reserve, and it looks like he's going to be continuing his green first policy, which would be a separate thing that is going to cause energy prices to go up.
The controversial Winter Olympics have come to an end in communist China. The Norwegians have captured the most medals, including 16 gold. Their total was 37. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.